107.5 Today FM. I told you we'd be reporting from Kimberly for a Thursday, a nice sunshiny one, and a great day up at the mountain. You're an instructor here then?
Yes, I am.
Good, thank you. Do you get a lot of new students up during the week then?
Yes, actually today I'm teaching somebody I gave a first tracks tour to the other morning, and now they're taking a lesson today.
Very good. Is it harder to teach older people? My wife's now in her mid-50s, and I'm kind of asking for her here, and her Thai friends, because I didn't grow up with snow. But is it hard to teach adults, or is it ever too late to learn to ski?
It's definitely never too late to learn. Adults are certainly more tentative, but if you make them comfortable and they're taught properly, they'll pick it up quite easily.
Is it hard to get people comfortable if they haven't been on a mountain before then to ski?
Oh no, the views up there are absolutely spectacular. They can be taken away by the views and just embrace where they are. And then skiing's just an extra bonus on top of that.
How did you get to the point where you're instructing? I guess you probably learned to ski as a little girl. Are you from Kimberley? Just a little bit about yourself and how you got into being an instructor then.
I've been skiing for 55 years. I grew up in a family. We skied every weekend, every holiday. I've been teaching full-time for over 30 years. And last year we came to Kimberley on a vacation and liked it so much we moved here permanently.
Wow. You're from where originally?
Originally?
Yeah.
Toronto. And I'm typical of a person that went out west to ski for one winter and never went back.
Thank you for your time today.
No problem. Have a great day.
We're reporting live from Kimberley Alpine Resort here today. We'll have more reports coming in a little bit later on today. We'll be talking with Megan again, too, from Guest Services. And then we're going to grab a ski host as well. Thank you. You've done that before,
yes,
eh?
I have.
Thank you.